It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Real estate and news reports indicate the apartment market is currently booming in Pittsburgh. From Bakery Square to Lawrenceville, new apartments are popping up everywhere in and around the city. And with the news of Macy's downtown closing, the building will be redeveloped as a hotel and apartments. Joining us for a look at the business of apartments in Pittsburgh is contributor Rebecca Harris. She is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back. How are you?
It's nice to see you, Paul. And apartments are looking really good to me as I look at the long grass and all the weeds in my backyard. We live in the city, but boy, apartment living is looking pretty sweet these days, Paul.
Yes, well, you don't have to do the mowing
the
and the
maintenance and the
shoveling.
Snow. Yep. And right.
So what is the apartment market looking like right now? And why, I mean, I guess we've already established the fact that it's looking good. So why is it looking good right now in Pittsburgh?
Okay, so the market for multifamily housing in Pittsburgh and the greater downtown area has really dramatically increased, even as little as from 5 years ago. And some of the reasons are that Pittsburgh is about 7 to 10 years behind other major metropolitan areas in terms of a multifamily boom, because some of the larger urban areas are much more urban in orientation. They didn't have as much, they don't have as much land mass as we have in terms of being able to have more single family dwelling. And until about 2003, the market only saw 600 units to 1,000 being developed. Now we're seeing 1,500 to 2,300 units being developed and brought online every year. And we're also seeing more of the empty nesters who really want to live, you know, downtown by themselves, get away from all that snow. And we're seeing young professionals who are choosing this as well. So we're seeing some of the statistics really show that there is a real demand. And this is happening nationwide as well, Paul. Nationwide, really, this multifamily housing represents a $1.3 trillion industry, and it supports over 12 million jobs. And locally in Pittsburgh, we're seeing this as an economic contribution of over $900 million, generating a lot of income locally for employees, supporting over 40,000 jobs. And so this is a real win-win for the city.
So what's new and under construction in the Pittsburgh apartment market?
Well, we're seeing, as you know, some areas that are being developed from greater downtown, Golden Triangle, North Shore, Uptown, Strip District. We're seeing a lot of developments that we hadn't seen before. And I think what's interesting to note is part of the reason we're seeing it is people are coming in not just from Pittsburgh who are moving here, but we're seeing new residents from 30% are coming from other states, 25% from other communities in Allegheny County, and then 10% from Pennsylvania communities outside of Allegheny County. So we're seeing a lot of people who are like, we got to go to this cool city. So as we talk about that, we talked about Macy's. We talked about there's going to be a new 365-unit apartment proposal for the Strip District that's being presented to the Pittsburgh Planning Commission, which will be very, very cool. In Oakland, there's a plan for a new 13-story apartment building that's been approved for Oakland by the Pittsburgh Planning Commission, and that's going to be called Campus Advantage. So it's really more geared toward the student market. Station Square, there's building that's going to be happening in Station Square for apartments as well. And so you can stay and play and then actually live there, which I think is great. A Brooklyn developer is going to convert Lawrenceville School into apartments, and that's the Crow Hill is planning to convert a 40,000 square foot property, which was closed as a Career Connections, and that's going to go into apartment buildings. And Port Authority is moving ahead with apartments at two South Hill sites. So we are seeing so much activity. It's really exciting, Paul.
Well, it's amazing how some of this stuff gets repurposed.
I think that's right.
Luxury upscale apartments, they've become a big trend in major metropolitan areas. What's happening here in Pittsburgh?
Well,
we're certainly seeing some of that, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we are. And if you haven't seen the Cork Factory Lofts, those are really, they're so eclectic. They're so cool. They're in the Strip District. It was originally the Armstrong Cork Factory, as you probably know, Paul, and it's really an historic structure, and it's really unmatched in the building amenities and service and sort of old world style, and now a very cool apartment building. Parkview Apartments. This is really interesting. Pharos Properties have come in, and what they've done is that's located right in Pittsburgh's North Shore. So it really provides the residents with access to everything from PNC Park to Heinz Field, the Benedum Center. They're close, but they're right over on the North Shore. And this property is exciting because they have sort of an active lifestyle. Our state-of-the-art fitness center, sunroof balconies. I visited. There's a library. It's barbecues, places for pets. Really an interesting concept in how you repurpose and look at apartment buildings. It's great. And those are just a few.
Right. And as gentrification happens, you know, what happens to the people who are getting pushed out or who can't afford this stuff?
Well, I know with the Parkview Apartments, those have been made very affordable. And I think that...
what would be affordable?
Yeah. And I think the ranges, when I looked at some of the different pricing, do you look at a $600 to $1,000 range, which is certainly in our economy.
That's reasonable. At this
point. Yeah, very reasonable. And I think some of the higher end ones...
Not that everybody can afford that,
but
who's... Right. Who's got a job and is in good health.
And a young professional. Absolutely. And certainly then there's going to be others that are going to be priced higher at $1,000 to $1,300 a month. Those are other ones that we looked at. But I think as we evaluate the cost of living downtown and then the care, I mean, you can really trade off. I can't tell you how many times we've taken care of the lawns and the grass and all the uptake that you don't and care that you have to take on. So there's a real trade off, but I think the lifestyle is very exciting.
Okay, Rebecca, we've got about a minute or so here. So there are obviously popular and unique amenities people are looking for in the new Pittsburgh apartment. In less than a minute now.
Okay, got it.
What are they? All right.
So we're looking at 24-hour concierge service. We are looking at lounges. We are looking at private rooftops. We are looking at media rooms and game rooms. And we are looking at private access with security. We are looking at first-class vending services. We are looking at concierge services. I mean, you name it, it's there. Complimentary coffee services, landscaped terrace on the ground floor with hot tubs and heated pools and two gas grills. I think I'm signing up today.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
clearly, you have an eye toward not having to maintain anything.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, well, it sounds like you've got some choices, as do other Pittsburghers. Rebecca Harris, our business contributor, is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, as always, great thanks.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you have a comment or a question, you can write to us at WESA.FM and at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. WESA.FM is our website. That's where you go to hear past segments or anything that you might have missed on the program. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying so long for now.